federal stimulus funds. We have before us SB XXX24, which is children's eligibility processing. I think we all remember, as a result of last year's budget resolution, that effective January 1st of this year, continuous eligibility for children for Medi-Cal program was requiring a semi-annual status report as opposed to an annual, and modified the 12-month period to a 6-month period. Now, with the prospect of accessing $10.1 billion federal dollars of stimulus money, we must take action before July 1st. And our able colleague and committee member, Senator Ahlquist, I believe you have the solution to our problem. Welcome.
Well, thank you, Senator Leno. I really appreciate it. Mr. Chair and member, when he arrives, SB3X24 is needed to bring a much-needed $10.1 billion in federal stimulus funds to California, and of that amount, $3.8 billion would come to us immediately. SB3X24 would take effect immediately as an urgency statute. It will eliminate the current requirement that families report semi-annually to maintain Medi-Cal eligibility for their children during the time period that California is eligible for the stimulus funds. It would replace the semi-annual eligibility reporting requirement for children with a new annual requirement for children during the 27-month stimulus period that ends December 31st, 2010. It would allow the Director of the Department of Health Care Services, DHCS, to end annual reporting after we stop receiving these federal stimulus funds at the end of December 2010. It would also reinstate the semi-annual reporting requirement until July 1st, 2012, which is a 6-month extension over current law's sunset of January 1st, 2012. This was a compromise to get the necessary votes for the 2/3 urgency vote requirement in this bill. It will delete the requirement that DHCS report on the effect of the imposition of the semi-annual status report requirement. As both Senator Leno and I have mentioned, it will bring in $10.112 billion in federal stimulus funds to California during the 27-month stimulus period for the state's Medi-Cal program. This is one of the largest pots of federal monies that will be coming to California. A condition of the state receiving the fund is that California's Medi-Cal eligibility standards, methodologies, or procedures are not made more restrictive than they were on July 1st, 2008. These increased federal funds are a result of Congress increasing the federal Medicaid assistance percentage, FMAP, which is the federal match for our state to pay for the Medi-Cal program. California has a 50% FMAP match, and with this, it would increase to 61.6% FMAP match once this bill is enacted. You know, we included the semi-annual reporting as part of the solution to the state's growing deficit when we adopted the 2008-2009 state budget in September 2008. The change in reporting does not change existing law that requires families to report any change in income, assets, and related items within 10 days during their enrollment period. I'm honored to be authoring this legislation. I think it's something that California most direly needs, and I certainly hope that we get this through.
Thank you very much, Senator. So we have Department of Healthcare Services, along with the LAO and Department of Finance.
Good afternoon, Toby Douglas, Department of Healthcare Services. We are in strong support of SB 24, and we, as Senator Ahlquist had noted, this bill is needed to ensure that we receive the enhanced federal FMAP and bring in close to $8.4 billion to the state, as well as an additional close to $2 billion for the counties, up to over $10 billion. And we strongly urge quick passage of this bill, and I'm here to answer any technical questions.
Thank you, Mr. Douglas. See if my committee has any questions for you. Not at this time. LAO.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Kurt Feely from the Legislative Analyst Office, and we'd also recommend that the legislature take this action as quickly as possible to begin drawing down the federal funds.
Very good. Finance, you have any comments?
Jan LaPonte from the Department of Finance. The administration recognizes that to qualify for the enhanced FMAP, changes are required, and the administration's intent is to draw down as many federal funds as possible.
And it's also important that we act quickly, because
yes.
if we don't act before July 1st, why don't you tell us what happens?
We would lose money until we do enact the bill.
That's about $3.3 billion?
Correct.
That we'll be able to take in from the 2008 start date?
That's correct.
Right. Very good. Okay. Well, I think we have some members of the public who would like to speak in support. Why don't you come on up?
Good afternoon, Mr. Chair. Elizabeth Landsberg with the Western Center on Law and Poverty. We are here in support of the bill. Certainly, we all want to see California get the federal Medicaid money to which we are due. We obviously did oppose the imposition of the mid-year status report on children because it does cut off eligible children. We would note that while it was our preference, certainly to have rescinded altogether, we understand the need for suspension given the timing here. We do want to bring up a technical problem. We very much appreciate that the language does include a piece to make sure that children during this current quarter who may be cut off are reinstated, and we understand the department is willing to so direct counties through an all-county letter.
Great. Well, we thank you for bringing that to our attention, and that we're all in agreement.
Yeah, Toby Douglas, County Department. I do want to just affirm that we're committed. The intent of the legislation is to ensure that all children that were disenrolled during this period of time get put back on the program. We will work closely with Western Center as well as all other groups to make sure the language in our all-county letter makes that clear.
We also know that there's a bit of a lag time in the programming at the county level, so that it's likely that that population is very, very small, but we want to make sure that there's not a single child that slips through.
That's right. Our understanding is there are a small number of counties that have already made the technological changes, so it may take some time to get that turned off, and we, as always, would like to work with the department to make that happen as quickly as
possible.
Thank
you, and we're always pleased that Western Center bring these details to our attention.
Beth Capel on behalf of Health Access California and the Service Employees International Union, also here in support of this measure. We would have preferred to be here repealing the mid-year status reports because, like others, we were always opposed to them. We would also bring to the attention of the committee that in the complicated discussion around the budget trigger, there are two other provisions that may raise questions about whether we can receive FMAP funds having to do with eligibility for home care, and we will look forward to working with the administration and your committee on that. Should we be in such an unfortunate circumstance that $10 billion is not found to prevent those cuts?
Thank you, Ms. Capel.
Terry Calgar Hill on behalf of the 100% campaign in Pico, California. We too were opposed to MSRs and wanted a full repeal, but we understand the need to secure the funding for California on an expedited basis, and we do support this measure. We also support the technical amendments that Western Center has brought forth.
Right.
And thank you.
In effect, this will reduce that mid-year reporting from a 36-month period to an 18-month period. So in addition
Correct.
To all the federal monies, we're actually cutting in half that which we did last year.
Exactly. No, it is a two-year repeal, so we do appreciate
right.
that.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Julian DeVores with the Urban Counties Caucus. I'm also here representing the California State Association of Counties, the Regional Council for Rural Counties, and the County Welfare Directors Association. We are in strong support of the bill because we believe this money is desperately needed for us to continue to provide county services that are really needed in this economic time of crisis. So I appreciate the bill and urge your support.
Thank you.
Senator Leslie McFadden on behalf of Sacramento County Board of Supervisors in strong support. This is a win-win for the state and for counties. It means an infusion of $30 million for Sacramento County over the two-year period.
Great. Thank you.
Sorely needed. Thank
yes.
you.
Senator Casey Kaneko of Souter & Associates on behalf of the counties of Alameda and Ventura and the City and County of San Francisco in support of the measure. It will also provide funds for our county hospitals, which are experiencing an uptick in their patient load due to the economic times, and so we urge your support for the bill. Thank you.
Thank you.
Tim Lynch on behalf of San Bernardino County and our county public hospital supporting the bill as well.
Thank you, Mr. Lynch.
Erin Albert-Givens on behalf of the Children's Specialty Care Coalition in support. Thank you.
Thank you.
Judith Riegel on behalf of the County Health Executives Association in strong support.
Thanks.
Stephanie Roberson on behalf of the California Nurses Association also in very strong support of this measure. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Roberson.
David Ford, California Medical Association in support.
Thank you, Mr. Ford.
Michael Richard with AARP on behalf of our 3.4 million members in support.
Thank you, sir.
Kirsten Barlow on behalf of the California Mental Health Directors Association in support.
Thank you, Ms. Barlow.
Michael Radigan on behalf of the Board of Supervisors of Santa Clara County in support of this critically important measure.
Thank you, Ms. Radigan.
Michael Martinez here on behalf of the Legal Aid Association of California, representing over 80 legal aid organizations throughout the state, and support the measure along the comments of one of our members, Western Center on Law and Poverty, in line with their comments as well.
Thank you, Mr. Martinez.
Allison Ramey on behalf of the California Primary Care Association, we along with the others urge your support.
Thank you, Ms. Ramey. Anyone else in support of Senator Alquist's bill? Any oppositional voice? No one here, which is in opposition to $10.1 billion federal dollars. Very good. Senator Alquist, you have any closing comments?
Thank you, Senator Leno, Chair Leno. It doesn't take a math major, which I was, to understand that the state could really use over $10 billion and to have $3.8 billion of that come to us almost immediately. And of course, we understand that we really need to do this before July 1st. And I know the subcommittee is not taking a vote, but I certainly hope you'll be supportive when it comes to the Senate floor.
Very good. Well, thank you for bringing this forward. As I had mentioned to staff, if there's the opportunity for me to be added as a co-author, I certainly would like
of
to
course.
Do so as it moves through the process. And for all those who came out today to express your support for the bill, as was mentioned, as a budget subcommittee, there is no motion to be made here today. But without objection of the committee, I would recommend that we move this forward to the full budget committee, which will be on the floor of the state Senate as a committee of the whole with full recommendation.
Thank you.
And without any other business before us, this meeting is adjourned.